my claims are all based upon assumptions coming from another field, that is, the field of neuroscience. And the people who are working in the field of neuroscience, it's mostly driven by medical requirements. They want to help people to be well, help to cure problems, so that their findings are constantly being tested as to, you know, do they work or don't they work? Are the principles which I think are, which they claim, which they infer as a result of their investigation, they say, I think this principle applies, and these, they apply this to a particular field, and it's very widely applied also in education or whatever. And it either works or it doesn't work. Now, I take, you know, whatever is, it's all the knowledge that I'm using is provisional, but I use whatever is available as a provisional knowledge, and I say, well, using this principle, I think this is likely to happen because I think this person, you know, looked at this thing and it would have had that effect on me. Now, it's speculative because I can't know what the person was looked at, nor can I know what the effect. It's speculative in the same sense as the treatment that the doctor proposes for you. If you have a stroke, and the doctor says, you know, sort of, I think if I can operate on your brain, I can do something, or if I propose a set of therapeutic practices, I think I can have it. He's saying, well, he's making his best judgment on the basis of the knowledge of the relationship with the principles and the individual case. Now, and every claim that I make about a particular artist can be falsified if somebody says, A, you know, the neurological principle you're invoking is now shown to be incorrect, or B, if I say this artist would have looked at so-and-so and it can be shown that the artist never saw that you can falsify it. You can falsify it if I say that somebody brought up in this environment acquired these preferences, and then you take somebody who's brought up in the same environment and doesn't have those preferences. There are lots of ways in which it's falsifiable. Now, the arguments of, you know, postmodernists, because they're not based on anything other than, you know, sort of a bunch of aperçus. It's completely, and this is why, I mean, people like Deleuze says, you know, sort of, all our ideas are valueless, just there's so many off-the-shelf concepts, unless we can ground them in neuroscience. Now, if Deleuze in the 1980s says, you know, these are just off-the-shelf concepts, unless we can ground them in neuroscience, he seems to me drawing attention to what is lacking in postmodernism, post-structuralism, semiotic theory, etc., etc. They're only based on somebody's theory.